Let's pray together. God of love, light of the world, on this Christmas Eve we gather with joy and gratitude. We are grateful to be able to be together in this sacred space at this time. And we are also grateful that we can be connected with those who are miles from where we are. Join us together now in heart and mind. Bind us together in love. We rejoice on this night to hear the message of the angels and the news of the shepherds. In heart and mind, we will go with them to Bethlehem to see what has come to pass. The baby lying in the manger, Mary's child, your word made flesh. We gather to hear the scriptures and sing the songs. It's an old story, very familiar. But we pray that tonight it will come to us in new ways. Let it move us from fear to hope, from hostility to love, from despair to joy. But first, God, as we gather, we pray for the needs of our world. We pray for hope and healing for all those who face anxiety and fear, sickness and grief, uncertainty and cold, violence and war. Comfort all those who feel alone tonight, all who are not able to be with those they love. God, we pray for peace and goodwill that the angels promised. We pray for peace in our world, especially remembering tonight Ukraine and all its people caught up in this terrible war, and for the people of Russia on the other side. We pray, God, for all the places across the world where violence and oppression hurt and destroy, and for all the people crying out for freedom and hope. God, we pray for peace in our own country. Heal the divisions that separate us. Bring justice to all people. Bring your peace, your goodwill. Move with your love and grace in our hearts, in our homes, our communities, and our nation. And, O God, we pray especially for those for whom Jesus showed such special concern, the poor, the helpless, the homeless and the hungry, the sick, the elderly and the little children, the refugees and the migrants, and all those ravaged on this day by natural disasters. Especially, God, we pray for those affected right now by this winter storm. We pray, O God, for all who feel lost and afraid, for anyone seeking guidance. May they find your love for them in this story of Jesus this Christmas Eve. Lastly, O God, we remember all those who join us tonight in our great cloud of witnesses, those who have gone from this life to the fullness of life in you. Comfort, we pray, all of us who grieve those who have passed on. Give us the assurance that they are now held in your love and in joy unimaginable, in life abundant and everlasting. Now, God, as we worship you in story and in song, open our eyes to see what you're trying to make known to us. Open our hearts to receive your good news, to welcome you into ourselves. O come to us, abide with us this night. Amen. It is good to be with you in this space, this time. The last time we were together as a community on Christmas Eve was 2019. It's been 3 years. The last 2 years, there have been three or four of us here in this space and all the rest of you out in Zoom land. And we're glad for those of you who are in Zoom land. We're glad you're here with us, but it is good, and we are greet you. Yeah, let's take a minute and wave at our Zoom land, folks. We didn't do that at the beginning. But it is good to be together, also here in this space, in the flesh. Together we rejoice in this. Even though COVID is still with us, along with these other viruses who seem to be making this vengeful comeback this year, we are together as we were before, but not the same, because we've learned some things in the last 3 years. Many of us now join in by Zoom. We had a choice today. Was it really too cold to go out the door? You could still do it by Zoom. And we're also connecting to some of you a long way away. We have learned that we can be together in spirit even when we are forced to be physically apart. We have experienced our love and connection with each other. And we know as a church in new ways that we are a strong and vital community, a community of faith and hope and love. It made me reflectful this week, realizing it's been 3 years. A lot has happened in the last 3 years. A global pandemic, an uprising for racial justice after the killing of George Floyd, an attempted insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building, a war in Ukraine, a deepening climate crisis, and much more. I think we have experienced, felt in whole new ways that we are vulnerable and fragile in our bodies, in our values, in our institutions, and on this good planet Earth. In many ways, the world feels less certain than it used to. It's easy, and many people do, many of us do, feel anxious and fearful. It's easy to be defensive and reactive. But the truth is that uncertainty has always been here. Life has always been unpredictable. Our lives and the lives of all we care about are always vulnerable and fragile. We as middle-class 21st century Americans have had the luxury of living with a lot of denial. I think that's been catching up with us the last 3 years. We are all human. Our lives are beautiful, amazing, creative, and also finite, vulnerable, limited. We are a spark of fire of the spirit, and we are made of the same atoms, molecules as all the rest of creation. We are creatures, not the creator. We are stardust, and we are mud. All mixed up right here in each of us. But the story we celebrate tonight is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God chose to become one of us. God, the name we use for the energy and power of all creation, we claim God chose to enter into human history in a tiny, poor, peasant baby born to an obscure young Jewish couple on the backside of the Roman emperor. God chose vulnerability. God chose finitude. God limited God's self to this little newborn child. An ordinary baby, an extraordinary baby. Both of those statements are true. The wonder of incarnation is a mystery. Embodied light, light of lights. In him was the fullness of God, pleased to dwell bodily. He was the firstborn of the invisible God, the Word made flesh. the glory of God, divine energy and holiness captured in a body just like our bodies, in a life just like our lives. A young mother giving birth, an anxious father waiting and watching, a tiny baby born. God risk birth into our world. God risked vulnerability and became one with us in a whole new way, because somehow here, in this very earthly, limited realm, with all its bumps and hard edges, all its finitude, all its griefs and losses, all the brokenness and pain that we call sin, here, a certain kind of love is called forth. Sacrificial love, love that gives itself away. Heaven doesn't need that kind of love, but we need it here. Love that empties itself, pouring forth over and over again. This is the way of love and light and life shown to us here. This is the heart of God revealed to us here in this baby we call Jesus. How can it be? It is a mystery. Our minds cannot grasp it, but our hearts can feel it. Our hearts can know it. Here, God with us, Emmanuel. That is enough.